Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. It's winter, and outside the gray skies cast a colorless shadow across Indiana. Yet in woodlands across the state, a botanical fireworks display is poised to appear. We're talking about spring wildflowers. Also known as spring ephemerals, these forest wildflowers must grow, flower, be pollinated, and produce seeds before the trees leaf out and block the sunlight from the forest floor. The ephemerals begin blooming as early as March and April. Spring ephemerals are among the showiest of our flowering plants. Bright colors, enticing scents, and nectar guides on the petals have all evolved as strategies for attracting pollinators like bees, flies, and beetles. Once pollinated, the wildflower must still distribute its seeds so its progeny can colonize new areas. Several spring ephemerals have outsourced this important job to ants. Wild ginger courts the ant community by attaching a little package of fats and oils called elaiosomes to their seeds. Poised at ground level, the elaiosomes attract ant passersby, who can then carry the seeds up to 70 yards to reach their nest. The ants consume the elaiosomes, but discard the rest of the seed. And voila! Next spring, new wild ginger plants sprout all over the forest floor. Other spring ephemerals that rely on ants for seed dispersal include bloodroot, hepaticus, and trillium. The next time you marvel at the spring ephemerals blanketing our forest with color, remember that their day in the sun was not a solo effort.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on spring ephemerals and their insect pals available at nature.org/Indiana.